So a lot's been made about the Force Awakens tri-saber, and of course Ezra in Star Wars Rebels has the pistol lightsaber. If there was a way to make a different, cooler lightsaber, what would you do?
Well, Mark, you know I can swing some chucks. That's what I use in class, and I would love to have a pair of nunchucks with lightsabers at the end, just flinging them around like Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee meets Star Wars. Huh?
That just sounds dangerous, though. Like, what if you go between your legs and send your nuts off?
Well, or he would just wind up whacking himself in the head like most people do.
Probably.
I mean, I would, like, have a pair, like actually two of them, but, like, the batons like the cops have. So you can, like, use one for blocking and one for striking with. And they kind of, like, flip back and forth. People fight with that style of a weapon? It's actually pretty cool.
So you would just add an extra handle to the end of the lightsaber.
Yeah, pretty much. That would be pretty cool.
That's just not very exciting.
Dude, it's double
lightsabers. Like out of the handle of the part where you're holding the other part, you can put like a trigger on it so it can shoot out the bottom part of the handle.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a blast. One could be like a sonic blast that like a repercussion, yeah. Like a percussion.
Like a
that
sonic knocks
somebody
boom.
Back. So besides just your force power, you could like pop somebody with it.
I think nunchucks and singe nuts wins this battle.
Yeah. Yes! Singe your nuts.
This is the Rebel Radio Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Rebel Radio Podcast, found at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, the show that may not always get it perfect, but you get the idea. This is your host, Mark, and hanging out with me are the usual suspects.
Matt, the Electric Biscuit.
And Frank T. Biscuit.
So we've got double biscuits in the house on this early morning recording session. And so we're going to talk a little bit today about some various things that have been going on in the world of movie and comics and things. And we're going to start talking about there was some major Star Wars news this week as Disney officially announced the first Star Wars spinoff film, and the title of that is Rogue One. But before we get into that, though, we want to backtrack a little bit and talk about Star Wars Rebels. And it aired its season finale this past week, and it was another great episode. If you have not been watching Star Wars Rebels, you're certainly missing out. Don't dismiss it as just a Disney cartoon. If you're a Star Wars fan, you deserve to watch this show. And the finale was as good as the series has been, with more surprises, a big, huge reveal at the end tying in to Clone Wars. And I know Frank watched it, and we're going to pick on Matt a little bit because he didn't watch it and do his homework for this episode.
I watched most of it.
Well, most of it is not all of it. It's only 20 minutes, for crying out loud.
And he missed the best 5 minutes of it.
But another great lightsaber fight in this episode is the Rebels crew went to rescue Kanan, who had been captured by the Inquisitor on the Star Destroyer. And the lightsaber fight was about as good as any you've seen in Star Wars, even as good as some of the movies, didn't you think, Frank?
Oh, the artwork, animation for that sword fight was amazing. I mean, yeah, totally on par with live action, you know, choreography style fighting. I loved it. It was pretty damn cool.
And the badass Sith lightsaber is always cool. I mean, the Siths always get the best lightsaber.
Yeah, but I love the use of the lightsaber pistol. The way he used it, like charging the guy and like firing it and then pulling out, you know, igniting the blade and then pretty cool.
For people that haven't watched the show, the young character Ezra creates his lightsaber in an earlier episode, and he makes it into a pistol cross lightsaber. It does both, and it is a pretty cool idea.
Thank you, Mark. I'm sure some people are like, what the hell is he talking about? Yeah. That's a pretty cool lightsaber.
And But the show, for people that don't know, to get you caught up a little bit, takes place in between episodes 3 and 4. And it's about a small crew of ragtag rebels that just do little things they can to disrupt the Empire. And it turns out that Kanan is a former Jedi who managed to escape Order 66. And they find Ezra, who is force sensitive, and he begins to train him. And every episode has a true Star Wars moment in it that just gets you going, wow, that's really cool. The music, the stormtroopers, the TIE fighters. And the season just finished with a great finale. And they tied into Clone Wars with a great ending. And that ending was that they revealed that they had been getting a little help all this time from someone on the other side they didn't know. And it turned out that it was Anakin's former Padawan, Ahsoka Tano, from Star Wars The Clone Wars. So at the end of Clone Wars, she had left the Jedi Order because of a miscommunication that she had been accused of doing something. And I guess maybe she'd been in hiding all this time and managed to escape Order 66 also, and is working with Senator Bail Organa to form the rebellion.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool when she showed up a little bit older and everything. I was like, holy crap, that's her!
Yeah, she's not short anymore.
Well, it was a really cool way to tie into the two series, since we all know that Lucas and Disney have thrown out all the canon from everything that came before, that the only official canon are the six films, Clone Wars, Rebels, and any current comics that Marvel are now doing. And that's fine, that's their choice to redo the canon. And but I thought Star Wars Rebels overall for a first season was really spectacular. And I talk a little bit more about it in depth on our other podcast that we have on TrustMeJedi.com, The Warp Cave. So if you go listen to that latest episode, me and the evil Dr. Tran talk about a little bit. And but overall, I think the show is highly recommended to watch. And when season two starts up in October, November, I'll be there.
Yeah, I definitely need to catch up, because when I first started watching it, it's like every episode gets better. You got Billy Dee Williams got introduced in there. He's hitting on chicks.
That was my favorite episode, the Lando one.
Yes, and it was his own voice. He showed up to do the
movie. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I love it when actors' heads aren't so big that they can't reprise a role even in an animated style.
Well, and the potential of the series, I mean, because hopefully we get Boba Fett, possibly a young Princess Leia. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll see Luke, because he's still in hiding. Obviously, he's not aware of anything until A New Hope. That's his introduction. He doesn't need to be introduced early.
Well, I think we need to see him bullseye Womp Rat since T-16.
That's what I was thinking. Like, maybe they come across him.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Maybe they show up on Tatooine, and they're flying along in the Ghost, and all of a sudden you see a T-16 bullseye Womp Rat, and there's Luke going smiling or something. You know?
That'd be kind of cool.
But
and then maybe an old man in a robe in the desert walking past of.
He wouldn't be that old, though, Obi-Wan.
You know, well, an older man.
Yeah. Like or a young Han and Chewie on a smuggler planet or something. But there's so much you can do with the show. And I think that's why I like it. Because, I mean, I don't hate all the prequels like some people.
Oh, it would be cool if they had to hire them, you know.
For admission or something.
Because they couldn't use their own ship for some reason. It's broke down, but they needed to get something done.
True.
So
I don't hate on the prequels or anything, but let's admit it. We almost all love the original trilogy era better. And the fact that this seems to have more in common with the original trilogy than the prequels makes it just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And as a spoiler alert here on the finale, if you haven't seen it, but do we really think the Inquisitor is really dead?
No.
Probably not. Even with his little say, there are things that are stronger than death, or whatever it is he said. I seriously doubt they killed him after one season. Yeah. But you never know. Maybe they have something different in plans. But Star Wars Rebels is great, and please definitely watch it. And we'll continue to talk about it on the Rebel Radio podcast in the future as the series continues. And with that came the big Star Wars news this week that they, from the Disney shareholders conference, they officially announced the title of the first spinoff film, being directed by Gareth Edwards, who directed the Godzilla film last year, and of the really underrated Monsters, which if you haven't seen, check it out on Netflix. And he's doing the first film, and it's going to be called Star Wars Rogue One, and it's got an Oscar winner starring in the film.
The Oscar winner is Felicity Jones.
That's right.
And she
or an Oscar nominee. She didn't win.
Yeah, up she was for nominee for Theory of Everything, and apparently she's just an awesome actress, and it's a big grab for them.
And let's be clear. She was honored to be nominated,
and she's good looking.
Yeah,
you know, no one knows what it's about yet, but immediately we hear Rogue One, we're assuming X-Wings and Rogue Squadron and some sort of space combat movie. Mm-hmm. And there's been all kinds of rumors in the last year. Are we getting a Han Solo prequel? Are we getting a Boba Fett movie? Are we getting a Yoda film? But, you know, those are all great and stuff, but part of me doesn't want to see if someone else play Han as a young character. That's just kind of my guilty thing, enjoying Harrison Ford.
But a really young...
But a Rogue Squadron movie, I'm all for that. Because one thing I felt like the prequels missed were space combat. They had a little, but not enough. And I would love to see a two-hour Star Wars film that takes place in space. I mean, I just think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been done really before. It's something that hasn't been touched on a lot since the original.
Who wouldn't love to see a bunch of Star Destroyers-type ships? And
a true Star Wars space combat
fighters.
Film.
Yeah.
And the idea of Rogue One and being that is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's coming out December of 2016, so, I mean...
That's kind of quick.
Well, apparently, they're starting to turn these movies around faster because they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You got to think about it. Think about this, okay? We have Episode 7 coming out this Christmas. Rogue One coming out next Christmas. Then May of 2017, they announced that Star Wars Episode 8, being directed by Rian Johnson, is coming out.
So why are they switching directors?
Well, they did it with the original trilogy. J.J. Abrams only. But if Rian Johnson, though, for people that don't know, and we're not going to get into a Looper conversation because I know Frank didn't like Looper, but Looper I thought was fantastic.
Yep.
He did two of the best episodes of Breaking Bad ever. I'm very confident he'll do a good episode 8. But think about this. We have 3 Star Wars movies coming out in the next 27 months.
Yeah, that's just.
That's pretty cool.
I guess they pretty much already. Figured we already have all the programs into the computers for all the digital work, so it shouldn't take them that long.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm not complaining. I mean, I'm
as long as they're good, good writing, good stories,
and that's the thing. The directors are lining up for them. I am not going to lie; I'm not too thrilled about Josh Trank directing the other Star Wars spinoff as they say he's going to do because. I didn't really care for Chronicle, and we all know that we're not too hyped for Fantastic Four, so I'm not sure about him doing a Star Wars film. We'll see. Maybe he'll surprise us, you know.
Hey, but let's give the guy a break. It's not always. Sometimes it's the story and the direction in which the studio wants. So I can't sit there and blame him for the new Fantastic Four, whatever.
We don't know if he's M. Night Shyamalan yet,
and we don't know.
So to say.
You know? Right now, we're all kind of. Not thrilled about Fantastic Four, but let's be honest. Sometimes movie surprises. It could come out better than we think.
I don't know.
but, you know, it's an exciting time to be a fan of the Star Wars. And obviously here at TrustMeOnMyJedi.com, we take our namesake from Star Wars in the Rebel Radio podcast. So we're obviously very excited.
So I would just have to say, for those that, you know, were Lucas purists and kind of might have at first had an issue with Disney obtaining... Star Wars and everything. Let's be honest. Now we're getting more Star Wars stuff because in Lucas' hands, it was probably prequels and some animated stuff, and that's all we would have probably had for ever and a day until his kids got a hold of it and then did a bunch of crap that we really would have hated and then sold it off to some bit rate company who would have done more crap that we hated even more.
Unless it was Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah, but
there was some good. Matt's right though. There was some good stuff that came out of the previous Star Wars era. I enjoyed Shadows of the Empire. There were some books that were good.
No, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm talking about Lucas himself. Was at the end of his run of doing Star Wars stuff.
Yeah,
I thought it was kind of funny that he had to go buy his own Star Wars comics.
Yes,
does he get that stuff for free? I mean,
but he doesn't own it anymore.
Yeah, let's be honest. It was probably a photo op type thing to promote the comic. Mm-hmm. You know?
But anything else on Star Wars Rogue One Episode 7 or 8?
Ah, man, I hope it's all that it's cooked up to be. You know,
it's
military.
All, put it like this is. All we hope it can be.
And throughout the year, obviously, on the Rebel Radio podcast, we're going to be talking Star Wars a lot this year. I mean, you can't help it. We're going to do some Star Wars-centered episodes probably this summer. And just keep listening to Rebel Radio podcast for more Star Wars. And stay tuned, because we've got a lot more in this episode of the Rebel Radio podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
And this is Mike Zabzik from the same. And you're listening to...
Rebel Radio. And you can find that on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
You're a Jedi?
So this past week, we got the first full-blown trailer for the Daredevil Netflix series coming from Marvel. And I've been a long-time fan of Daredevil. He's one of kind of an underrated character to me. And I didn't hate on the Ben Affleck film. There were things I liked about it. I think the film had a lot more problems than Ben Affleck or the director or anything. That just movie was doomed from the beginning. But no, it doesn't matter now because Daredevil's back in the hands of Marvel Studios. And, of course, they're doing this series of 4 television series for Netflix. We still got Jessica Jones coming. Iron Fist and and Luke Cage. So, you know, and this is the first one. It comes out April 10th on Netflix. All the 13 episodes, I think it is, will be available for watching. And the first trailer released this week, and it definitely has a darker feel to it, as Daredevil should. And it just, it looks really good and promising. And we're not going to spend too much time talking about Daredevil, because we will talk about it more once it hits. I'm sure we're all going to watch it, and we'll talk about it then.
Oh, yeah.
But it got me thinking, man. It seems like right now, and I'm working on an article for TrustMeMyJedi.com about the comic books on television. And it seems like right now there's a lot. And there is a lot. I mean, we've got Gotham. We've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agent Carter. Yes.
The Walking Dead. The Flash. Arrow. We've got...
Supergirl's coming up.
Well, we're going to talk about things coming up here soon. Talk about stuff that's on the air right now.
Are we talking just comic books or superheroes? Because the iZombie just started?
Yeah, that's starting. No, comic book-based TV shows.
Powers.
That are on the air right now.
Powers just hit PlayStation.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's a lot right now, but comic books on television go back as far as the 50s. And people think that there's a lot now, but there's always seemed to be a lot. Comics on television have been a part of our culture probably longer than the movie influx that we've seen since 2000 when X-Men hit. And now it seems like we have movies every year that are based on comics. But the earliest form of comics on screen go back to the movie serials in the 1940s when you had Batman and Robin and Superman and the Lone Ranger.
Flash.
And even the radio shows with The Shadow. And Flash Gordon on the radio shows. There were Flash Gordon movie serials too. And those were some of the earliest forms of comics on screen. And it led to the first big television show that ever hit was the George Reeves Superman television series, which aired from like 52 to around 1960.
Kind of followed off the serials?
Yes. And since George Reeves hit Superman on television, we've had comics on television ever since. And of course, the big one was Batman in the 1966.
Oh, yeah.
It I don't know if Batman has so much influenced things that we have today because it is rather silly and things,
but
it paved the way for that there is a market on television for superheroes.
Yeah, I think that's what it did. It made the TV studios actually say, hey, this is something that we can tap into.
Right.
It went on forever. I mean...
Well, it ran three seasons. It seemed like forever, but it's left television.
Yeah.
And someone's always aired it. And
somewhere in some country, it's on right now.
Yeah. And that was probably the one that changed things. And from there, people don't realize the amount of... Because Batman was so big, that Marvel tried to get a lot of shows on TV, and so did DC in the 70s. Some didn't.
Spider-Man
had a series of shows.
The Incredible Hulk.
They tried to make a Shazam television show that ran like one season and something, and no one really saw it.
Yeah.
Of course, the next big one you just mentioned after Batman was The Incredible Hulk.
Lou Ferrigno. Right?
And
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, of course, that was another big DC one, and out of these, they had some hits and misses. The Spider-Man show was really bad. They tried to turn it into like movies, if I remember right. I seem to remember like 2-hour Spider-Man movies on TV.
Yeah, they did Captain America the same way.
Right, they tried to break it up into TV episodes.
Yeah, it was more like made for TV type stuff. Wasn't really that great. They didn't really give you the feel of the comic book, so a lot of the fans just weren't getting into it. You know, the true comic book.
And it's funny because we mentioned Daredevil. There was actually an Incredible Hulk episode where Daredevil appears.
Yes, I remember that episode.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Thor actually appears in the Incredible Hulk episode.
Yeah, there were like many. Aren't there movies?
There were movie versions, which for some reason the show is on Netflix, but the movies aren't.
That's probably like a separate
thing. Yeah, the Incredible Hulk TV movies aren't on. And those were probably the more popular ones. And then... Of course, Superman has been one of the bigger ones that's been on TV.
But Superman's been done in so many different ways. You had the Adventures of Lois and Clark.
But before that, but you're jumping the gun a little bit. Before that, people forget, in 87, Superboy was on television.
Yeah.
It was really bad. But it ran for like 4 years, 3 or 4 years.
Was it before that?
I think so. I may be wrong on that. And it aired because of after the Superman films, after the Quest for Peace bombed in theaters, because that's god-awful Nuclear Man Superman, they wanted, Warner Brothers just kept wanting to get that Superman thing, and they ran the Superboy television, show that aired before Lois and Clark started. And even Lois and Clark isn't that good when you go watch it now, but in the early 90s when
it aired...
Oh, it
was good back then,
yeah,
compared to what was on TV at the time.
And
Terry Hatcher.
Terry, well, yeah, oh, yeah, and she was on. Smoking. Oh, she's yeah. still probably the best-looking Lois Lane we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Come on. And what, Dean Cain even shows up in Smallville.
He yeah. does.
Yeah.
And that's another. And then, of course, Superman continues in Smallville, which ran for 10 years.
Yeah.
And Smallville had its ups and downs. There were some seasons and episodes that were just boring and not that good, but it had some really good moments too.
You know, we're talking about long-lasting TV series. Buffy started off as a comic book,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
and that was on for like.
No, I don't think it started as a comic. It came into comics later.
I thought it was a comic book, became a movie, then a TV.
No,
series.
No, it was a movie, then it became a TV series. That was all created by Josh Whedon.
Okay,
yeah,
but
yeah,
still,
the comics still... came later. But it shared some similarities for sure to comics.
But actually, it still has life in comic books, even though the series is
well, yeah.
over with.
Yeah, they've been doing seasons and comics and stuff, and then when we got into the 90s, of course, we had Lois and Clark, and then animation became a big thing with the X-Men, Batman, but that's a whole other episode we could do itself as far as animated TV
but,
shows.
But you know, a lot of people forget that there was a Flash. The Flash TV series
and Sci-Fi Network, right?
No, it was on like ABC or something.
Yeah, but it was competing against The Simpsons and Bill Cosby Show. Anything would have died against
that.
Yeah,
and they aired one season.
One season. But that's the thing. The guy who plays his dad on the TV series played The Flash.
Huh.
Yeah, I can't think of the actor's name, but you're right. The guy who's playing Barry Allen's dad is in prison on The Flash TV show.
Yeah, they did a picture together, and that's when it snapped to me when I saw him in the outfit. I was like, holy crap, that's the guy who played the first Flash.
And, of course, you know, that was one, and it just seems like comics have never left television, even though it seems like there's an influx now because there's so many on television right now. And, of course, the mega blockbuster of all is The Walking Dead, and they just announced that, you know, well, they didn't just announce, but the spinoff is filming its pilot now, and it takes place in Los Angeles in the very early days of the outbreak, and that's going to start airing, they're saying this summer. I think it's only going to be 6 episodes.
Isn't it called Fear the Walking Dead?
That's all rumor. They haven't, you know, said what the title is. And it's only going to air it's only going to be 6 episodes, just like the first season of the original Walking
Dead
was.
It takes off.
And a rumor is it's going to air August and lead into the season 6 of The Walking Dead, that they're going to put on late August and air 6 episodes before The Walking Dead comes back in October.
They were saying they regret going to the CDC because it kind of reveals what happened in other continents with the disease, and that it kind of takes away from what they can do as far as spinoffs.
Not really, because to me, it's not about the zombies, it's about the people. The zombies are just there. They're something to, you know, shoot some guns at, stab in the head, swing some swords at. It's about the people. That's why I like the series. It's not about the zombies. Zombie movies, zombie this, zombie everything. It's about the zombies.
Well, I think that...
This is about the people.
I think it's too soon for a Walking Dead spinoff, personally. I just think you start spreading your quality too thin. Mm-hmm. And I think you should have let the first show run its course. I think in some aspects, like with Breaking Bad, the Better Call Saul spinoff has been really good. But it's because Breaking Bad is over, and I think they've had time to sit back and think, how do we do this the right way?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a fear of fear of The Walking Dead getting spread too thin. And I hope it maintains this quality when the spinoff hits.
Well, here's a good example. All right, I'm going to get bashed for this, but Pretty Little Liars. They had a spinoff called Ravenswood, where one of the main characters actually went off into the separate town, and it was like a ghost theme. There was like some satanical part to it. It was kind of supernatural-esque. But because the main show was still running, the spinoff actually died after like barely a season. They even cut the season short.
You watch that shit?
No, no, dude, remember, this is a guy that only knows about this series, the show, because his wife watches it.
And she makes him sit down and watch
dude,
it with
him. Sure, that's probably why he didn't get to watch the rest of Rebels.
Hannah is in Spring Breakers, and she's hot in Spring Breakers, dude.
Lots of shows
have
hot chicks.
Breakers.
That doesn't mean I'm going to watch them.
So, I want to, and Spencer's hot, the girl who plays Spencer. Yeah. All right, enough. Next up.
So basically, you're saying you're not watching this show because of these actresses' talent, just because they're hot. What a male chauvinist.
No, he's watching it because his wife makes him.
It's a good story.
Yeah.
She just went on too long.
Ties him down and whips him with a whip. Like, you're going to watch this shit.
Well, hey, wait a minute. If Matt's wife tied me down with me with the whip, I might watch some shows with her, too.
So any other things I'm leaving out that have led into this influx of comics on television?
No, I mean, there's just a big market for it. Kids can enjoy it. And, of course, obviously there's some stuff that kids cannot watch because it's more adult-driven, like The Walking Dead.
Right. Gotham is a little more adult.
Yeah, Gotham's a little bit more adult.
But The Flash is something that's perfect for everybody. It's not. It's got enough content that'll keep adults entertained and kids entertained. You know, so it's not like it breaks over too far over one way or the other. It's not too kiddish. It's not too adult. It's just a fun show to watch. You know,
Flash has been fantastic.
I enjoy The Arrow, but it's a little dark. It's a little violent for a kid to watch. But The Arrow doesn't come across
Arrow.
Like that.
It's no thief.
Yeah, The Flash doesn't come. Whatever.
The market is age 12 to age 50. I mean, that's a huge audience.
Yeah.
But The Flash is just one of those fun shows to watch.
And, you know, and it's not going anywhere. We just talked about Daredevil hitting April 10th. Marvel has three more shows coming on Netflix. Also in the work is Titans, which is short for Teen Titans, is coming to TNT.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to star Nightwing. And we haven't heard anything from it yet. Still in early production. Supergirl coming to CBS. And what's interesting about that is CBS has already kind of mentioned the fact that they're open to crossing over with the CW.
Really?
Like, they haven't officially said it, but they've been some rumblings like, yeah, we might look into that. And that would be really cool. You know, you have Flash over on the CW, you flip over to CBS to see him on Supergirl. And the first picture of Melissa Benoist in her costume hit this week, and I thought it looked really good.
Yeah.
I thought it looked great. It's funny.
A little throwback.
It's a little throwback, and also kind of tied into Henry Cavill's costume in Man of Steel a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought she looked really good. There's rumors going of a Krypton TV show, but nothing really confirmed of that. The CW wants to do more stuff. They're talking about a spinoff with the Atom and some other characters from Arrow and Flash all into another show. You know, so it's like we're going to get more television show. Agent Carter, which everyone thought was a miniseries, looks like it may get a second season now. There was a lot of talk that it was only going to be a miniseries, but it was so successful for Marvel.
But I like what they said. They said season finale. They did not say the series finale. So they said always said catch the season finale. So that gives me hope that, I mean, I love that show so much. My wife, she's like, if we don't watch anything else together, we watch that. You wait for me, and I wait for you. And that's one of the few things that we watch together.
I haven't finished it yet, honestly. I've got them on my DVR. I have to finish watching them. But
they're good.
You know. And comics in the movies, I mean, obviously Marvel and DC have announced all these films up to like the year 2020 and further, and then on television, they're not going anywhere. And it's a good time to do what we do here on the Rebel Radio Podcast and be a fan of this stuff. And I think the world itself has opened up to these things happening, because obviously their movies and the television shows are highly successful. Back in the 80s and 90s, it might not have been so cool to wear a Batman t-shirt and be a geek. Now, everyone's doing it.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a nerd.
You know, and like I said, animation, that can be a whole other show. One day we'll try to talk about comics on TV as far as animation. But comics on television, one thing I have to mention, I forgot. People forget, Swamp Thing had a TV show.
It
actually ran for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. If Swamp Thing can get a television show, any comic character can get a television show.
Greatest American Hero, comic book or TV show first?
It wasn't like an action figure line. I don't even know. I don't know if it was a comic book or not.
Yeah, it had a comic book.
The Billion Dollar Man.
Billion Dollar Man too.
Yeah.
Well, that was just a TV show. It had comic spinned off of it, didn't it? I can't remember. I have to go look those up.
Remember when Peter Griffin wanted to be the Billion Dollar Man, and they're like, we can rebuild him, but we don't want to spend a lot of money. He had like a garden hose for an arm and like a plunger for a leg.
Would know.
Matt, go watch your Pretty Little Liars with your wife when she holds a whip.
I will.
And
come over?
And like it.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast. And this is Jay Muse, Snooch to the Nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.
Frank, what was your favorite television show growing up?
Oh, crap. Honestly? Probably like Dukes of Hazzard, A-Team, stuff like those kind of shows.
Yeah, that's good.
Actually, favorite Chips.
Chips. And Airwolf with the stock footage where it was almost always, they had like four different scenes of the helicopter flying. One was over a hill, one was over trees. It's like they use the same footage for every episode.
No different than Emergency. My wife's been watching the old shows on Netflix, and every time they come out of the firehouse station, they're passing the same cars, the same people walking down the street.
Those are some good ones. And I liked the Incredible Hulk growing up. Was always fun. And some of the old Superman shows and Batman. What about you, Matt?
Comic book movies?
I said favorite television shows.
Oh, favorite. I mean, I grew up whenever Seinfeld was coming on, and I actually watched Seinfeld with my dad and friends.
And now he watches...
Wait, did you watch it with your dad and y'all's friends, or did y'all watch Friends with your dad?
You're confusing me, Frank.
I'm confused.
And now he watches Pretty Little Liars with his wife.
Yeah.
It's a mystery. But, it's a murder mystery.
But we all know the real truth here, that Matt's the one who wants to watch it. And he makes Jackie watch it so he looks better.
Yeah.
I always look better.
Ooh. Oh, that's on radio for her to hear.
She doesn't. No. She's not listening to this episode.
Matt's his ass whoop when he gets home.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rubber Radio. Now, can you dig that? Sucker.
Well, this has been another episode of the Rebel Radio Podcast in the books. We are officially found at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, even though none of us are really Jedi. We just pretend that we are.
I'm a Jedi.
Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, all those great things, our YouTube channel. I just kind of redid the site a little bit, gave it a little bit of facelift, so it's got a new look to it, a little easier to read look, I think. So check that out. Again, that's TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, where you will find the Rebel Radio Podcast and our sister podcast, The Warp Cave, hosted by the evil Dr. Tran. And we encourage you to check out the website daily for the latest news of what's going on in the world, and share it with your friends. When we post these links on Facebook, we encourage you to share and check out our weekly feature, the We Got You Covered, and some other new things coming to the site soon. And it's been another good one. Comics on television are super popular. If you're not watching Star Wars Rebels, watch it. The Flash. We encourage you to watch The Flash. It's been one of the best new shows of the year. And don't watch Pretty Little Liars just because Matt does. Because, you know, we all know he really likes the show, not his wife. And anything to add to this episode today?
No. But with the mentioning of Star Wars, I have to remind our listeners of the Star Wars pants. So please refresh yourself with the Star Wars pants.
Always wear your pants.
Found on our YouTube channel.
Yes, I did put that on the YouTube, a little best of type thing, which I need. I'm going to do more of that. I want to put more best of the podcast things on the YouTube eventually here. And it just takes time. And I've got a newborn baby at home, so time is of the essence lately. And but this has been the Rebel Radio Podcast with
Mark, the electric Matt, the electric monkey. Mark is the host.
Frank T. Electric Biscuit.
And your host, Mark, who is going to speed out of here like the Flash because I'm not a Jedi. Until next time, folks, have a good one.